Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum. The man in front of me is now 50 years old. Happy birthday, Mikey.
Thank you very much. I am 50.
Woo!
And my name is Mike Ward. You are Pentalis, and our friend over there is the...
Sad side.
The sad side.
I don't, guys.
He's the king of the car rental.
Yeah. We emotionally wrecked him. It's not our fault, but he's emotionally wrecked.
Yeah, like you said, I turned 50 this week. Yeah. Yesterday, you guys had a party for me, and you left in the middle of the party.
Yes.
Because you had to take care of some business.
Yeah, my business was taking care of two animals. Him and his intellectual partner, Guido Grasso, got into a huge argument. And I was hearing from both sides what was happening. And it seemed nonsensical. So then I went to analyze the situation. And it turned out, you wouldn't believe, you know who was wrong? Both of them.
Okay.
It was literally the dumbest misunderstanding and text message thread. It was the best way I could describe it to people is it's two blind people trying to draw.
Yeah.
And it was obviously off. Animals. So they were angry about perceived slights.
Because like when you were like, oh, fuck. And then my girlfriend was like, that's okay. Just they're grown-ups. Just they're fucking. And then he was like, no, but they're. Fuck, they're going to be at the studio. They're going to fight. And she was like, well, let them fight. Like, they're going to fight outside. No, they're going to come in.
When I went, they were both in the same room.
God damn.
But the door slamming, everything started when I got there, at least. It happened after I got there. It didn't happen before. Before, they were like tentative. They weren't really getting into it. And then I was like, what the fuck's happening with you two? And then they started to. And
whenever you slam a door, chances are you can weaken that door. And in a studio, you want the door, like in a house. The door doesn't close properly. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
But in a studio,
you want it to close
properly.
That's not
really that professional.
Yeah, the best is that he slammed it the other way, so there was potential of it coming off the hinges. But I think maybe at the last second, he may have reduced.
Last second, I pulled back.
Because he must have, like, I don't live here, you know? So they screamed. They yelled.
Well, I tried to talk about it with him. He's the one that started with the yelling.
They both screamed. Okay. They both screamed.
After I screamed after I was
you're
yelled.
You're screaming
at.
Now.
Yeah, you're screaming now. They both started yelling, but like Dragon Ball Z yelling. Both first they started. Guido was the first big yeller, like that. And I was like, holy shit! And I was trying to calm down. And then him, I guess that was like his cue. He's like, I could do that too. And then he's like, I'm mad too. Like, it literally, if I could break it down, it was all like, I'm mad. I'm madder. I was like, oh my God, these fucking retards. So then I got to the bottom of it. I was looking at their text messages, both of them, to understand the story. And it was so apparent. Any detective looking was like, they're both retarded. They're both fucking stupid. So, and it was all.
So how did it start?
So Guido had reached out to him to rent a car.
Okay.
He says, I need it for Thursday night. He's like, all right, I got you. No worries. They sat down for hours. They figured it all out. He had called up. He said it all.
Why do you have to sit down for hours?
Because they're too idiots.
No, 30 minutes. Hold on. Because now you're adding
you
sauce.
At a car place, and I go, hey, I need a car for Thursday. And you go, I got you. That's it. It should have ended there.
From what you told me yesterday.
No, it lasted 30 minutes.
Monday, you said we talked together for an hour.
But 30 minutes.
Well, until you came to the studio. So 30 minutes.
I'm just repeating what you told me, bro.
Should be, I want a car on Thursday. Okay, good. What kind of car? Do you want a SUV, a sedan? Just get me a SUV. Do you want a big one or a small one? Whatever. Perfect.
You're right. That's a red flag.
Yeah.
That's a red flag on my part. I should have noticed how stupid they were.
Yeah.
But apparently they spoke for at least an hour. Okay. Unless now the story changed. I don't know. But it was at least an hour they spoke. So it was kind of concrete. We knew
what
happening.
Was like after.
No, it's just the car he wanted was, it's a very high in demand car. You can't find it online for booking.
What kind of car?
It's a big 8-passenger and they're very rare, especially now it's like, it's still busy season.
So it was done. Yeah. This was already done. Okay. Now we're getting close to the day.
So he just wanted a big SUV.
Yeah, so I had, but I had to call, confirm that I could get one and the price that I could do
a
good price.
Yeah, he wanted to make sure it was all done. So it was all done now.
So that's what took about
30
minutes. 30
minutes was you waiting on the phone.
Talking on the phone with the employees and coworkers.
So it's done. Now it's done. Tuesday comes along. I look at their text together. Guido sends him a message. He didn't explain, but he changed. He's like, 8:30 or 9:30 in the a.m. I'm going to come pick it up. This guy's like, yeah, no problem, bro. We already discussed this. It's done. Now, he didn't notice that he wrote AM at this point, okay? he didn't notice. Because it's hard.
Which you should.
Yeah, but...
No, 100%, but I was probably doing something that was
busy. This guy's he's preoccupied. There's asses, food in his head. He's a lot of stuff going on.
But Guido shouldn't have said, I need a car for Thursday night.
But
he should have just said, I need a car Thursday.
And also, they had confirmed Thursday night already, so he changed it.
Yeah, anyways, it's called night employees anyways. Whatever.
This goes on. Now, Wednesday comes along, and they start talking, and in the text, you see the realization. Guido's like, whoa, what the fuck? What do you mean night? I need it for the morning. So you realize that the miscommunication has come to a head now. They both realize that they fucked up. Poseidon tells him, relax, don't have a fucking panic attack. We're going to rectify it anyway. So Poseidon calls, figures it out. They're going to leave a car for him. The next day goes, I'll be there in the morning. Don't worry, 8:30, 9:30, whatever.
And you had called.
Yeah, he had called.
Yeah, I called.
Did you have a confirmation
number? Yeah, I confirmed. Yes.
So when Guido showed up, he had the confirmation number. He had everything.
No. Not the confirmation number. Here's where the fuck up was.
Why didn't he have a confirmation?
Because when he didn't get a confirmation number, he had the car reserved. Like, he had the car ready for him. The night guy left the car for him.
Yeah.
And he's going to go and he's going to put in the deal, get it all done. Guido shows up at around 8:30, very time, but they had said 9:30. So he shows up an hour later. So Guido's starting to feel, because he didn't realize that they had said 9:30 anyway, and he was just there early, already trying to feel like...
This guy's fucking me over.
Yeah, is there something weird? Now he shows up, he's like, yeah, this is fucking easy, bro. The car's already here.
You showed up at 9:30?
9:30 on the dot,
so
yeah.
He okay. when they thought. Okay. So he goes to get the car. Now he realizes, this guy, that the car had the wrong plates. They're a Florida plate. You can't rent
after 30 out. Minutes, by the way. I'm running like a lunatic the looking for hidden. The key. No one wants to tell me where it is.
So he finds it. And this is a half. So now it's 10 a.m. He finds out the car that's there, he can't even rent to him because the guy at night made a mistake. Not his fault. Guido doesn't know. Like, the people renting, Guido and his brother-in-law, don't know the intricate. All they know is that they've been here for 2 hours. The car's not there. This guy's like, don't worry, I fucking got you. Don't worry, I got you. Now he has another problem. Co-workers that don't like him. He's dealing with them who are trying to you can't have that car. You can't have this. So now he's managing the issue of internally them trying to fuck with him while he doesn't want to be a dick and be like, you know what? Just go to another rent. Like, he's not going to, he's like, I said,
yeah, I don't want to do that to the guy.
I'm going to make this work. He finds one. He's like, bro, go get that shit washed. It's taking forever. He realizes it's taking forever. They told him not to give it to him. Trying to fuck me over. So now he's arguing with his coworkers. Like, why are you trying to fuck me over? You can't. You know, he's like, why? I'm renting a fucking car. We're making the money. I told this guy I'm going to fucking help him. Why are you being difficult? Now, all this is happening. He just keeps, you know how he is. He holds in the negative energy. Everyone's yelling at him at work. But every time he's speaking to Guido, it's like, yeah, I got you. Don't worry. I'm never doing favors for you again. This and that. But
why were you telling him I'm never doing favors for you?
But it wasn't Guido
because
he was pissed. It's just how he talks. He's pissed.
Guido just showed up.
I know. Early. I get it. And I get it because I know him,
yeah.
But Guido doesn't deal with him to the extent that I've dealt with him. So he doesn't know. Like, I know if he explodes, I'll ask. I'll be like, what bothered you? Is it this? Is that? Like, I know to ask. Because he'd come in the studio sometimes furious. And I used to think he was going to tell me something. Like, as if I'd done, did you scratch my car? Like, something for me. But every time, I'm like, what happened? It's always like, this guy cut me off. This lady didn't do this. Lady. So I know how he carries it. So yeah. If I was Guido, I would have asked, did I do something? He didn't, because Guido's scared to get the answer of, yeah, you did. But even though he didn't. Him,
is he afraid to get hit? Or?
He doesn't like confrontation.
Okay,
his reactions are the best.
But him also, he's the type of person. Yeah. He won't openly be like, I know the way I'm looking. I get how I look and I get how I act. That has nothing to do with you. He can't do that.
Yeah,
him,
why don't?
So everyone's like, holy fuck, he's mad. He's very imposing.
Because you know you're like that. Why don't you, like, when that happens? Why don't you? Tell
because
people,
I was
it's not you. I know it's going to seem like it's you, but it's not.
Because I was so preoccupied about not getting the truck, and I needed a backup to the backup that I was so preoccupied about. I didn't even notice I was like that. To me, it seemed like. He sees I'm putting in the effort.
No, he doesn't see. That's the thing that you don't understand. He doesn't see it.
I was literally sweating.
You're always sweating. Stop. All it looks like is you're angry and he's being an inconvenience. I get him when he said that. I understand because I know you. So now what happens is, so that's Guido and him. But Guido has his brother-in-law there. The brother-in-law doesn't know him at all, how we know him at all. So all the brother-in-law sees is this guy being rude to Guido. He's like, well, I thought you guys were friends. Like, what's happening, bro? Is he your boss? Why is he fucking mad? Why is he being weird with you? And Guido's like, I don't know. Maybe I pissed him off. Maybe. And he's like, what the fuck? So then the guy finally, after 2 hours, goes, bro, what's going on, bro? I have kids waiting. What's going on with the fucking car?
Well, no, after about like 45 minutes, an hour.
This guy gets mad after an hour. This guy gets mad and he's like,
hour, but they had already been there.
Yeah, they had already been there.
So it's
2 hours. So now Poseidon's like, I don't understand. I told the guy I'm going to fix it. Why is he getting mad? And that's the part that for me personally that doesn't click, because Poseidon doesn't get, if Poseidon was inconvenienced for 20 minutes, that place would have been on fire.
Yeah.
This guy, it's been 2 hours that a guy he doesn't know, Poseidon's like, I got you. I, after a half hour, would have been like, okay, you're fucked with me,
this
bro.
Guy's Guido's brother.
This guy's Guido's brother-in-law.
So it's his girl's wife?
It's his Guido's baby's mama's brother.
Okay.
So, and I went to high school with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know
his girl's wife.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dating a lesbian.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. So I know the guy. I went to high school with him. I know him for years. So I know that he's also hot. They're both hot-blooded, right? So everyone perceives that they're being slighted. Everyone in this scenario thinks that they're getting fucked over because it's three dummies going at it. It's three Neanderthals going at it.
God damn.
So, and I was not part of it. If I was part of this, even though they were waiting, I would have been able to cool this down. But I didn't know this happened until later. So all this happens. Finally, there's a car. They get a car. There's hours later. They fucking leave out. Remember, they were there at 8 a.m. The family's waiting. They're freaking out at him because he's the liaison. He's like, I got you. But now it's 11 a.m. It's fucking crazy. So,
and they've been there since 8:30.
Well, no, he called me at 8:45 to say we're here.
No, but they were there for me. That's their fault. I even told him, that's your fault. Huh. That's your fault for going early. But anyways, so all this stuff happens. When it was done, Guido didn't say, or Guido didn't tell him, but let me ask you a question. Did this fuck you? Like, did I piss you off? Had he asked, he would have said, I'm very angry. Zero to do with you. The situation came to a head. It's just how I am. I'm angry. It's zero to do with you. If Pantelis was here, if my mom was here, I would have acted the same way. It's nothing to do with you. You're just observing this anger. Nothing. Go have fun. He didn't ask that. Him, when he left, after he said, I'm never doing anything, because he's angry, he didn't say, by the way, bro, no joke. Mm. I'm not fucking with you. It seems like I'm mad at you. I'm not.
Seems like I'm mad at you too, because I keep on yelling, it's the last time I fucking do anything for you, you fucking asshole. But it's not you.
Because he's used to people like me that he knows well that understand it, so you don't have to explain.
I told my mother the same thing. I'm never helping you again. But then she calls me and I'm like, yeah, what do you need?
Yeah, he deals with people mostly that he doesn't need to explain that to.
But you can't yell that to someone. I'm never doing anything.
He knows this now. He knows this now because of this.
Imagine the brother-in-law.
But that's the thing.
He hadn't heard that.
So then the brother-in-law, they're getting the card again. The brother-in-law's like, let me ask you a fun question. Bro, what's going on, bro? I thought you said your friend's guy doesn't like this. Why is he disrespecting you? Why are we waiting there like this and that? And then we was like, okay, I thought I perceived that he was mad at me. So he was. So now it's reinforcing that he's mad at him. Mm-hmm. They show up late. They get now he's there. He's trying to reconcile with his baby mama and her family all together. So it's just an argument the
whole
weekend.
That's a good way.
It starts off terrible the whole weekend, right?
To start a relationship over. Go, look, I'm going to show that I'm responsible. And you show up 3 hours late.
So he didn't do it on purpose, but basically because of everything that happened, now he's getting fucked over all weekend, okay? So the trip starts off negative, okay? This guy goes on his merry way, wasn't mad at Guido, so forgot about it the whole weekend.
I was going to ask him, my first question to him was, yo, how was your weekend? Did you enjoy it?
So he was oblivious to Guido losing his fucking mind, okay? So now this all comes to a head. I'm getting called.
Plus you humiliated him in front of his
brother-in-law. I didn't. The brother-in-law never heard.
Like yes, you humiliated him. When you tell someone, bro, come here, let me talk to you in private right here, right now.
No, I go, hold on. I didn't speak to him that way.
You're acting like the alpha dude, and he's your little beta bitch.
No, what I did was, I go, bro, can I please talk to you for a minute? That's what I did.
No. In your head, that's what you did. I know you very well. That's not what you did. I know you.
I didn't go, come here, let's talk.
That's how you talk. You don't see how you talk. What Guido said yesterday was 100% true. You sound, when you talk to people, like you're a bouncer and you're deciding whether or not you're going to let them in the nightclub or if there's a chick with bigger boobs that you should let in instead. Mm. Like, it's always like that. It's very intimidating. So people who don't know you, it's very confrontational. Yeah. So anyway, so this happens. And the brother-in-law was right. It did come out like that, but it wasn't the truth in the sense that he wasn't actually pissed at Guido. Yeah. But the way it came out, it looked like he hated them. But he was just mad at the situation. So anyway, so this happens. Guido, I'm on the way yesterday to preacher's house. I'm getting paragraphs, and I'm like, bro, I'm driving. I can't do this. So I get a call.
And yesterday was Monday. So this was like, so Guido had like.
Guido got back.
3 days to stew.
Oh, he was stewing. Fuck. And this guy was la, 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 la.
His best life.
Which was making Guido more
mad.
Was this
the weekend, too, that you fucking, you were on TikTok in a boat?
You're in
a boat getting a fucking tan.
No, it's not
like
the same.
No, you want a piece of shit.
So I get the phone call yesterday while I'm going, and I had to ask him to stop. Dude, when I tell you screaming, hurler. Going crazy. Yeah. I go, why are you yelling? I mean, I have nothing to do with this. Just tell me what's going on. Stop yelling. Like a child. Yeah, he was throwing a tantrum like a child. So he's screaming so hard because he felt slighted. So I'm getting everything. And he's like, the time, and we said this and that, and I'm like, and right away I could feel, I don't know what it is, but I go, first of all, that's not right if Poseidon was dicking you around. Like,
you know what you should do, though? Like, if Guido's yelling like that, you do what you do to a 10-year-old. You just let him tire himself out.
No, I just,
he'll scream, then it's nappy time.
He got tired, but I was trying to understand. I was trying to understand, and I go, I get it, like, that you're pissed, because I would be pissed the way it sounds. Like you agreed, it's another man, I'm going to do you a favor. And then it comes to the day of the favor, and the guy's like, bro, I'm doing you a fucking... But I feel like there's something here. There's a miscommunication. He's like, I'll show you the text messages. It was nice. So I felt like there was some, but I didn't know what it was until I got both stories. So then the second this happens, and then I'm getting paragraphs, and he's going to the studio. He's like, I can't get coffee. Poseidon doesn't want to get coffee. Everything's happening. So I go, if I'm not there, and they just argue, so let me go figure this out. So I showed up right on time. Finally, the second I start doing the Charlie Day thing of putting all of the evidence on the wall, you realize they're just two stupid people that can't communicate. And I go, this is all this is literally a misunderstanding. That's all this is. 100% a misunderstanding. And it took 2 hours to get them to calm down from screaming and banging stuff.
Did you guys do a show last night?
After they did a show. They did show.
That must be the weirdest fucking show.
Nah, it was fine.
Wasn't that bad. They actually, you understand? I got them to hash
they
it
made
all
up. They made good? Up
because it was obvious.
So now you guys are good.
He tried to bring it back up again, but now it's squashed.
We're Why did you try to bring it back up?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
They're both babies.
Yeah,
bro.
It doesn't matter. So everything like
no. So like Wednesday night, because I realized, because I know how he freaks out and shit. So like Wednesday night,
he freaks out when someone fucks him over.
No. Because we were texting. And I'm like, yeah, PM. And he's like, lol. And he wrote lol. And I'm like, why would he write lol? And then I went back up and read. I was like, oh.
He said AM. Shit.
I said, fuck. I'm like, but then I'm like, Guido, hold on. I thought it was PM. And then I sent him the screenshot of like what I don't understand. But I go, look, don't panic.
Started PM and went AM. But he thought it was still PM.
Yeah.
And they both realized it was AM.
Yeah. So then he's like, this is where I'm going to have a panic attack. He texted me this and disappears. So I'm like, fuck, he's going to do something crazy.
No, but he said, relax, I got
you
this.
You thought he was doing crack again?
I don't know, bro. Guido is a fucking tornado. So I texted him. I'm like, look.
This is not the way you're going to win your wife back.
So I'm like, look.
Take that tranny cock out of your mouth.
I'll suck the lady boy's cock.
So I texted him. Look, Guido, just relax. It's okay. We're going to figure this out. Just call me back. You know, and then whatever. And then so I called. We spoke on the phone. I go, look, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to find you a car anyways. Let me get back to you. Called up the guy. Reserved the car.
We let someone go through this again.
Yeah.
We already
so anyways,
this.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this.
Okay, so, but I want to know why today. Like, since everything's good. Like, that's almost like if you're in a relationship, you cheat on your wife, she catches you. And then you fight, she leaves you, but you go, baby, I love you. And then she goes, okay, I'm not going to leave you. And then you make up. And then the next day you go, remember when I cheated on you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Why are you doing that?
I kind of felt like, because I kind of felt like slighted of the fact, like.
They're both, they're Neanderthals.
But hold on, bro.
They're Neanderthals.
Because I'm
but
like,
you fucked up, though.
Because I understand, but at the end of the day, I was like, I'm trying to help. I'm fucking running around like a lunatic trying to help.
You were yelling at him. You fucked up.
I was yelling.
You were humiliating him in front of his brother.
I didn't even realize I was humiliating
him. He's trying to win a woman back. And now she, the whole weekend, she's going to have her brother going, you got to go with this fucking cuck.
Yeah. For real, the damage that was done, you didn't do it on purpose, but the damage that you did is almost.
Did I do that much damage?
Yes, it is almost irreparable.
You made him look like a fucking little weak, like a small man.
It's very rough.
Yeah.
It's very rough. But we managed to calm it down, and he's bringing it up again. He's fucking, it's crazy what he's doing.
How'd you bring it up? Were you like, remember?
No, I just want to talk about
yesterday.
I just be like,
that was crazy.
Bro,
huh?
Like, I just want to talk about something like fast. He's like, oh, no, and he hung up.
Yeah, he didn't want to do this. Like, why are you bringing this up again? Which I get.
Jesus Christ, I get it so much.
What are you doing?
Anyways,
I get that you say that they're both wrong.
They were both wrong, but now
it just is a little bit. I'm a little bit frustrated because
he couldn't accept. He couldn't accept 50% of the blame, so he's like, I'm gonna take
100%. No. I'm willing to accept 50-50. But anyways, there were certain aspects that bothered.
It's more of a. 90-10. Like it's more of a like he shouldn't have answered LOL to the PM thing. He should have said no, it's AM.
Yeah.
Like just
no,
like,
but they rectified that. Yeah. But the problem was on his end more than the other ones because his job was to get the car. Whatever happened was him to fix. That is true.
Yeah.
But the way they both reacted was 50-50 retardation.
If you were like if you have a friend that works at Subway and you're having a birthday party. And he go and you go, hey, I need a one of those 12-foot long subs. And he goes, I got you. And then the day of, there's no more bread. That's not your problem. That's his problem.
Yeah, exactly.
So he has to fix it.
Yeah.
Find you know, and if he starts you know what's
yelling, I got. I'm gonna find you, bro. But I'm never giving you a fucking sub again. Yeah. But I'm gonna find you. That's crazy. Yeah.
But you know what's crazy is I've literally helped. I've helped Wes. I've helped Sugar Sam. I've helped so many friends. Never a hiccup. Never.
Okay, but he had a hiccup. Well, he also needed the biggest car.
Did you disrespect them too when you were helping?
All kinds, bro. All kinds.
Hey, Sammy, you're the Uber drivers I can bring you around. You need me? Okay. Just being, so it was bad luck, and it was two idiots communicating. Yeah. But the fact that you refused to accept any responsibility until yesterday, until we spoke about it, and you're like, okay, yeah, this was this.
Oh, no, I was always willing to accept about the AM, PM thing.
You even yelled at me. You thought, I did nothing. This before they got together. I did nothing wrong. It's this fucking idiot. That's what he said. He goes, I'll show you the text message. And then when I saw the text message, I go, yeah, you're both retarded. He's like, perhaps.
But also,
maybe we're both wrong. He started to back up.
Another thing is, I'm always worried about saying something to Guido. So like, there was a whole situation. I'm always worried like he's gonna explode about something.
And you, like, you're worried that you might make him explode. Yet you yell, "I'm never helping you ever again."
I didn't yell at him. I said it. I whispered it.
You whispered it loudly.
This guy's like, the gas station's very flammable. That's why I only smoke cigars around here. This guy's crazy.
But imagine if he wasn't worried that Guido might explode.
He would pick him up like this by his shirt. Like, I'm getting you the car. Don't worry, little man.
Yeah, did you, when you got him the truck, did you pick him up and put him in the seat?
No.
Have fun, kid.
All right, you got him a booster seat.
Oh, shit.
It's funny to hear.
Guido got in the car, and you're like, hey, little boy, sit in the back.
Oh, no.
That airbag could hurt you.
It was rough. But I actually get them. I understood the whole scenario. Oh, Jesus. But Poseidon is just, it took a while, but yeah, Poseidon cannot accept defeat. And he feels that this is not a competition. They're both losers. So there's no competition. But he feels like admitting that I'm wrong or I exaggerated or whatever. He feels like it's defeat. So he will not accept it. And the other guy will not accept being slighted. So now they're both just, it was crazy. But we resolved it. Until he tried to bring it back up. But before he acts like an ex-girlfriend.
I have a feeling you are going to bring it back up.
Again. For sure. He might. It's him, yeah.
Not tomorrow, because you're going to be like, no, the guy's fucking made fun of me. I'm not going to. But in a week, you'll be like, yeah, he fucking.
Remember that time you rented that car for me?
Yeah, but like me and him sometimes. Like sometimes he'll reply to me like, fuck you. And I'll be like, ah, I get it. I'll reply to him, fuck you. And he's like, I get it.
No, but yeah, I've never seen you tell.
Yeah, you don't tell me about fuck. That's insane. Fuck, what are you talking about?
You say that in your head.
No, but not like fuck you, but like you know.
Could you imagine like we're a gay couple? Fuck yeah, man, that's crazy.
No, not like that. But like I, with my brothers, we've argued. We've been able to.
Yeah, your brother does different. But Guido's not your brother. But
and he's supposed to be your equal. Like he's your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
Penthouse was helping me out, or if Penthouse asked me for a favor, I fuck up, and then he's like, "What's up?" And then I start calling him a fag. Listen, you fucking faggot! What? I'm trying to help you. Yeah. You fucking faggot! Yeah.
Go fuck another dude, yeah. Greek boy. Yeah. Fuck someone else. Trying to help you.
People would be like, "What the fuck is wrong with Mike?"
But that's not the stuff I said anyway.
But it's not verbatim what you said. But it's what you. It's the reaction.
Treated him.
I get it.
Plus, this is a guy who's very volatile.
Yeah.
That's what you're also forgetting. Yeah. Is you're not doing it to your brother who later is going to be like, motherfucker, whatever. No. You're to a guy who's trying to rebuild his life.
And win.
Win back a lady.
Yeah.
She's like, look at how responsible I am. I got us a car. I'm going to wait outside with the kids. I'm there in 20 minutes.
Because I'm pretty sure, like, from all the stories I heard about Guido, I don't know why he's not with his lady anymore, but I'm pretty sure it's because.
You can guess.
Because, yeah, and the thing I guess is that he's not reliable.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to prove to someone, look, I'm reliable. You can count on me. And you show up 3 hours late. That's horrible.
And the kids
and plus,
crazy.
Like, if she has her family with her.
Yeah,
so imagine the fucking the mom must be like,
this guy's a fuck up.
This guy's a fuck. What, you're thinking about going back with this fucking piece of shit?
The best part about this is that that's what Greer's going through. And during that time, he's like, ah, fuck, let's go. We can help this guy get a car. Yeah. And he's playing
helping
video
people
games.
People makes me feel good.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was out of it, actually, the whole weekend.
I should volunteer at a soup kitchen.
Yeah. The other guy's getting shit on, you fucking loser. Yeah. You're going to let everyone treat you like that? You're the customer, and you're letting them dick you around. He's like, ah! Oh, no. Oh, what a week. Yeah. But I was actually, a good United Nations job, though. I calmed him down.
But I was actually fucked up during the weekend, too, I just realized, because I pulled out my wisdom teeth on Friday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I was like Saturday.
Oh, yeah, last time we saw you, you had your big, giant face.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why maybe... when did you get that?
Well, my wisdom teeth had gotten infected, and the burn had gotten infected. The burn marks, the part still hurts a bit.
The burn had gotten an infected?
An infected, yes. An affected.
The burn had gotten an infected.
The burn had gotten affected. I'm a real adult
the
man.
The burn had gotten
affected. I rent the cars.
I rent a drive.
Yeah, I rent a drive.
You want to rent a drive?
You
wanna,
hold on, bro. 2 hour, 20 minutes, same diff.
Yeah, it's two.
It's two.
And there's a hand on the hand on the clock, on the little clock. I looked at my little hand clock.
Could you imagine? We find out he's the worst employee there.
So
he keeps giving away the wrong cars.
So. No, it's actually quite the opposite.
Maybe that's why you had a Florida plate. It wasn't even one of the car rental cars.
He takes another.
It's just some guy from Florida parked at the airport. Yeah. He's renting out cars. Says, you want to rent the car? We don't have keys for it.
But. I don't know where these keys are.
So, yeah, but Saturday.
There's a photo of a couple. Yeah.
Saturday was it was really bad. Like I went into work for an hour, and then but I was so fucked up from like the antibiotics and everything.
Did you show up on time or you showed up 2 hours?
I showed up late,
late
as fuck that day because I was finished. Where I couldn't even get out of bed. So then I still managed to show up.
I love that he shows up late and everyone there, no one shocked. They're like, yeah, it's par for the course. Obviously showed up.
I'm always usually like 5 minutes late.
Don't advertise that.
Five to one.
Stop advertising.
That's a weird brag.
Yeah. Hey. See me?
I'm bad at my job.
No, like reliable. No. Like one quarter of the time. Yeah, yeah. One quarter of the time it happens. You know, the traffic.
25% of the time, fucking 15% late. Don't you worry. I got this.
But just in the summer. Anyways. I keep digging my own hole. Anyways. What was I saying?
I
worked for an hour, bro. And bro, I was like, what the fuck? I can't. I served like two people and I couldn't speak. So I went back home, bro, shaking, like shivering and shit. I'm like, nah. And I slept all day.
You were serving people. Did you think you were a waiter?
Like no, you were like I was
the car and you're like,
it's retail.
Table for two.
I got the Mercedes. You want drinks? You want drinks first? Can I start you off with like some water?
Well, some Mercedes classes.
Get your bread back, basket.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So I went back home. Bro, I slept all night and then woke up around like 8:30. All day, woke up around 8:30, and went back to bed at like 11, slept all night. I was finished.
You know what happened? Guido put the gypsy curse on him.
Probably.
It was slighted. He's like, I got this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Such an it's just an insane duo. And I'm trying so hard to make things work, and it's just dumb and dumber. Yeah. But now you're going to be calm, right?
Mm. Yeah. I've always been calm.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You slammed the studio door.
Oh, no. No, hold on. Last night, I was not calm, but I was trying to speak to them. The thing is, when we got to the studio, like when I realized there was something off, I'm like, what happened? Like, because I go, oh, nice. You had fun on the trip? I asked him like this. Like, I had no fucking clue
for
anything was going on.
In his defense, not his, in Guido's defense, had that happened to me where he's acting the way he is and I don't know that it has, like, it's just the way he is, and I think it's against me, and he's fucking with me the whole time that I'm there. And then he smiles and goes, how was your trip? I might have killed him.
Fuck.
That's imagine like if you feel that someone's been fucking with you a whole day, and he fucked up your trip, and then he tells you, has the balls to be like, so how was your trip, buddy? You'd kill him.
That's like if you date raped someone, and you call them the next day and say, that was fun, right?
Yeah.
Kill him. The date rape thing. I get the date rape thing was maybe a bit much, but it was good food.
Yeah.
If you service was good.
If you forget the rape for a second, focus on the date.
Yeah. Good date, right? Good beginning, bad ending.
Yeah. Bad ending. There could be to be continued. We'll do it again.
No, because I finally got them like the bigger car. There was more comfort. Anyways, so
I, that's what I'm saying in your head. But remember empathy. Yeah.
Did you get him like a crazy discount? Like it's $1,000 car
because everyone was on my case after. I couldn't really give. What
he ended up paying more than what he expected.
So
to.
He could have, but it wasn't on Expedia.
No.
Same fucking price.
No.
Get harassed.
No. I saved them $500, and you can't book those cars online. I saved them five bills.
You can't book those cars online.
But
only offline.
If he had called, would he have saved the $500?
No.
Okay.
They would have charged him like $1,600 full price, and that's if they would have lied and said, no, they're unavailable. Anyways, whatever.
Why would they lie? Don't they want to rent them out?
I'm not gonna get into it.
By the way, his business doesn't make any sense.
I'm not gonna get into it. I'm not. I don't want to get into this. I don't want to get into this.
It doesn't make any sense.
Car sales.
I'll talk to you about it after.
Okay, but does that make sense to you?
It doesn't, but I'll tell you after.
Just making sure. I love the car. Like, I bought. I told you yesterday. I bought a new truck for
the tour.
I got a new tour bus, and it's
oh shit.
It's like it looks like it's. It's a
sophisticated.
It's a Ram ProMaster, but the inside is like a limo version.
Oh shit!
So it's really nice.
God damn!
Fucking amazing. And I see it online, and it's on sale. So I call the guy, and then I want it, and it's like $55,000 under the normal asking price. So it's a, like a good deal. And then he goes, "Yeah, no, that one's already it's already sold." But I have another one. And I go, okay, yeah. But if I order it, it's 55,000 more. And he goes, no, it's only 20,000 more. But, and it'll take 6 months. And I'm like, no, I don't want it. He goes, no, but you wanted this color. And I was like, I don't care about the color. Like, I want it black and it's not black. So I was just calling because it's 55,000 cheaper than what it's supposed to be. And then when he felt that I was like, I was gone. Then he was like, oh no, okay, yeah, wait, okay, yeah, it's here. Oh. It's here. And then I was like, okay, yeah. So he was just hoping
you buy the other one.
That I was going to buy the other one. But like if I'm calling someone and the first thing I say is I want the truck that's 55,000 cheaper than what it should be, that means like I don't want to spend a fucking huge amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was, it was fucking, it was weird because he was, at first I was going to get it delivered, and then I was like, this is fucking weird. Like, I'm buying it online from a car dealership in Cincinnati. Like, I want to see the truck. I don't want to just send fucking money and then find out.
You should send it in the mail in a card.
Yeah. Okay. It was weird, though, because I had to send in a $15,000 deposit. So I tried to do that, and my bank won't let me send more than $5,000. So I call them up, and the lady is like, okay, but is this a credible place? And I go, yeah, well, it's a car dealership. And she goes, but did they send you the invoice? Is it typed up or it's written by hand? And I'm like,
by hand.
I was like, it's not. I didn't talk to someone with an African accent telling me that a prince died and I might have inherited some money. Like, I'm buying a car. I'm the one that called them. And then she's like, okay, sir, just want you to know.
Because we had another guy who bought a car from D-List Royal Rides.
But it was funny because it was a younger girl, like younger Quebecois girl. And then she goes, if you don't mind asking, what kind of car is that? I go, it's not a car. It's like a big truck, but the inside's like a limo. And then she goes, oh, it's a fucking nice. Then I was like, yeah, it is fucking nice.
I would die if the bank said that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally when I go into the bank, they're mean to me. But when they call me, they're kind of nice. Okay. So when are we getting this fucking car, bro?
I'm going to go get it in probably 2 weeks. I'm going to fly down to Cincinnati.
And drive?
And drive it back.
You're going to bring the girlfriend?
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't do it alone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a boring ass drive. Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. I've been spending like crazy because I got my house back, so we're renovating. And I don't know if you've shopped for. Have you ever like? Is your apartment? Is it your fridge or the fridge was included?
It's the fridge that was included.
Okay,
I want a bigger one, but it doesn't fit.
I've never I hadn't shopped for fridges in years, and my house the way it was made. I had to, like, it was very limited, the size. So the fridge, like, the most expensive fridge I could get was, like, $1,200. So all the fridges I was looking at were either from $600 to $1,200. So I'm like, we're redoing the kitchen. I'm like, I want a fucking nice fridge. I want, like, a fridge, like a crazy fridge, you know, with the two doors, movie fridge.
Goddamn.
So I go into a place, and if you want to feel poor, go fucking look at fridge. Like, I walk in, I'm in the Sub-Zero section, and I look at a fridge. I go, this is fucking nice. I look at the price, $38,000.
No way.
Yeah, for a fucking fridge.
No way.
And then the guy was like, no, but this fridge, he goes, if you get a, he goes, what kind of fridge you have? I go, it's like Whirlpool. It's like a shitty fridge. And he goes, yeah, those things are garbage. They last like only 10 years. This one will last you 20 years. And I'm like, yeah, but it's 38,000.
That's insane.
The other one's 1,000. So yeah, even if it only lasted 4 weeks,
I could buy four of them.
I could buy a new fridge. I could buy two fridges a year. And after 20 years, it'd be the same price as buying one fucking Sub-Zero.
It's insane.
God damn.
It was crazy, though. It was, and so I was, and they're so good at, like, they put the $40,000 fridge, like, right in the beginning, and you're so like, what the fuck? And then you keep going, and you're like, okay, oh, shit, these are, like, 28,000. God damn. Then you go in 17, and then by the time you get to the $9,000 fridges, you're like,
even that's insane.
Yeah, but you're like, oh, God, finally something affordable. But then you leave, and you're like, what? Was I going to buy a fucking $9,000 fridge? So then we went over, I was, there's a store that used to be, like, only in Quebec City called Tanguy, and now they're everywhere in Quebec. I was like, let's go to Tanguy. Went, saw fucking an amazing fridge. I think it's 1400.
Yeah.
And 14 or 1800, which is more than what I thought a fridge should be. But after looking at $38,000 fridges, I was like, God damn. I should buy now before these dum-dums find out that they're fucking getting fucked over.
I remember getting my mom a new fridge a few years ago, and it was like bigger. And I remember looking for one, and the guy, I even said, it's not for me, it's for my mother. So I just want to be simple, this and that. And they showed me first a fridge that was thousands of dollars. And there was a screen that if you touch it, you could see inside the fridge. Yeah. And then I look at him, I go, what's the point of this? Like, what? My mom could just open it. Yeah, but imagine not opening it. And I said, forget not opening it. That's crazy. And then there's another one with a screen that's connected to the internet. He goes, you could tweet. I go, what are you talking about?
So like, you can make phone calls from someone.
Yeah, why would my mother tweet on the fridge? There's no cheese. Like, what is she? What are you talking about?
The cheaper fridge I got was one thing that the fridge has that is stupid, but it's kind of cool. There are cameras and it's connected to Wi-Fi. So when you're at the store and you're like, fuck, do I still have butter? You can check the inside of your fridge.
Oh, that's dope.
Which is crazy.
That's dope as shit. Yeah.
It's also crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know. It doesn't make sense. That means fucking absurd, bro. The Chinese government is watching me fucking butter my toast. Probably.
Oh, but vegan. I eat a lot of butter.
I went to another place too. And this is weird, and this is very me. I get offended when I had a guy. I'm in a fucking store to I'm looking at like sinks. I'm looking at bathtubs and toilets, and a guy.
Did the people were they using them?
Yeah, they were all all shitting and pissing. No, but I'm in a store, and then everyone, like, they're all wearing shirts, like dress shirts with name tags. I'm wearing a t-shirt, and a guy comes up to me and he goes, "Hey, you work here?" And then I was like, no, I don't work here. I don't work. And I was like, what the? I was like, look at how they're, like, they all have name tags. And they all have the fucking the same shirt.
Yeah.
They all have a blue shirt with a name tag. I'm wearing a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're all customers? And I'm the guy.
I thought they were regular floor people in your geek squad.
It was just so weird. And then I was like, oh, fuck. So he made me kind of angry. I'm walking around. And then the one sales guy I got was really good, super nice. And then I told him, I was like, I want a bathtub that I'll put in my shower. So, and then I want the overflow valve. I want to block that up just so that it overflows. And he goes, that's not legal. And I go, a lot of things aren't legal. But we're still gonna get rid of that. Yeah. And he goes, no, you can't. And I was like, we're gonna do it. And he was like, no, you can't do that. I was like, I'll get it done. I was telling him that I was, because I had once, I was in a hotel that they put the bathtub in the shower. So the, like a big shower with bathtub. So you can let the tub overflow. So if like when it falls out, it doesn't fall, the water doesn't splash on the floor.
That's amazing.
So it's amazing. Like when I tried that, I was like, this is fucking insane. Like, if I can have that in my house.
What a good idea.
And Kristen Marassi has that in her house. And then when I saw that, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, people can actually do that. So I was like, as soon as we decided we were redoing the bathroom, I was like, fuck it. I want my bathtub. But then I was looking at bathtubs, but they all have that stupid little... it's not stupid for a regular bathroom, but they have the overflow
on
hole.
Top.
Oh, right?
If it fills up, if you forget your tub, it gives you a bit of time. But, and he was telling me, he was like, no, it's not that noisy. And I was like, Have you ever fucking been in a tub that's full, like it whistles? And I'm trying to explain to the guy. And then I was like, no, fuck it. I'm just going to get someone to put a cap.
Yeah.
And I was arguing with him, but he was super nice. And then finally, he understood that I didn't, like, I didn't really care about the
legality
regulations.
Yeah.
And then his supervisor comes over. So I'm looking at everything, and I go, do you have any, smart toilets? Like Japanese toilets?
He's like, how smart are we talking about? Like, exam smart?
But he goes, no, we don't have any. And he was really nice. He was like, we don't have any here, but there's a store, like, a mile over. Go there. They have all that shit. And but his boss hears that, and she doesn't like it. And she comes over, and she goes, no, but you shouldn't get a smart toilet. And I go,
oh,
why
my
not?
Fucking God, bro.
Why not? And she goes, because they're very expensive.
And I go, the worst thing you could say to Mike Ward.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was like, I know they're expensive. I have one. I want three. And I was like, that fucking bitch.
The worst thing they can tell you.
I'm too fucking poor to buy a goddamn toilet.
You don't want it. She could have said you don't want it because these Japanese are smiling on your shit.
Yeah. I would. That I would have been like, yeah, this makes sense.
I don't like that. But that's so funny.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, that's weird, though. I always get... I don't know why that affects me so much. If someone tells me I'm poor, I get angry.
You know why? Because you worked so hard not to be poor. So it's almost like... Wait, are you... Like, I did so much. Yeah. I worked so hard to not be the person you think I am. That's what it is. That's what's bugging you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But it was fun. So if you want to feel poor, go fucking either buy a Japanese toilet or a fridge. The fridge thing...
The fridge thing is
I didn't know. Like, I was, because one of my, we were, like, ever since I've been thinking about renovating my kitchen, everywhere I go, that's all I do. Like, yesterday at Preach's house, I was fucking looking at the cabinets, I'm fucking opening, checking where their garbage is. Like, I'm doing, like, recon.
His kitchen
is
backyard
insane.
Situation is the best.
His whole house is insane.
But the kitchen situation
is
perfect. And then the backyard's right there with the fire pit and all that. It's perfect situation. Did he build? I forgot to ask. No, he bought the house.
No, he bought the house. I think one of the renos I'm doing on the house, I want where my office, there's a mini closet door. And the closet is tiny, so I want to get like a bigger closet, but I want to keep the other closet in the back, but I want to get rid of the door and have just the wall that if you touch it, the door open, like the secret closet door opens, so you can like almost like a mini safe room
for like a mistress.
Yeah, exactly. You hide your mistress. Go hide in there. Yeah. I can't breathe.
I wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah.
Breathing is extra. Yeah. Holy fuck.
That's
what a goddamn week.
Yeah.
You, apart from ruining Guido's relationship, did you do anything interesting that we should know about?
Nah, I worked, pulled out my teeth. I've been taking Percocets and they didn't even affect me.
You've been playing a lot of video games?
Nah, I was in so much pain that I couldn't even play. I just watched shows.
Wow, that's
I
impressive.
Finished The Witcher. I rewatched the series. I rewatched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
Fucking amazing movie, bro.
Yeah, what, that's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched The Wolf of Wall Street. Bro, there's such a funny moment in the beginning where
what platform is that on?
Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, really? Wolf of Wall Street is on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh shit, I'm gonna watch it again.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
But there is a moment in the beginning where he meets what's the actor's name?
Jonah Hill.
He's talking about.
Does he tell Leo don't dress like a whore when you go surfing?
No. No, but there's a moment
take pictures of yourself, you fucking whore.
But there's a moment where
if a man approaches you, tell him you have a boyfriend.
And there's a moment that he talks about his wife in the movie where I'm like, oh, this is amazing. This is how did I never catch this before? It's so hilarious.
What is it?
No, I'm going to let you watch it and let you catch it.
No, you can't. This is a podcast.
You can't.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, and you're going to spoil a movie that I've already seen twice.
Yeah, that's true. No, basically they're in the restaurant and he's talking about like, hey, I heard rumors about you. And then Jonah goes, what rumors, you know? And he goes, you're dating your cousin. Is she like, for a second? He's like, yeah, no, definitely first cousin. But I'm not doing, that's why I'm not doing the scene justice. And then he plays along. He starts messing with.
Okay. Yeah, so he pretends like it's
It's his first cousin messing with Leo DiCaprio, his character, Jordan Belfort. Like, yeah, definitely retire. Nah, but you know, it's 60%. Just the whole conversation, I found it very hilarious.
I'm glad you ruined it for everyone.
But I'm not. Motherfuckers.
It's not a spoil. It's the fact that you took a very funny scene and made it unfunny.
No, he took a very scene and spoiled it.
Yeah.
So it is a spoiler alert. Okay, I'm going to talk about an amazing scene, but in a way that makes it sound shitty.
No, because I want to do it justice, but I get nervous.
It's
anyway.
It's not a spoiler alert. Yeah. It's a ruiner.
It's a spoiled banana alert.
Ruin alert.
Yeah, you just beat up that banana. No, it's.
But it's a hilarious scene. I think you're going to love it.
We love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great
movie.
We've
already said it that we love it.
And I learned the moment where he goes, like the whole.
Matthew McConaughey.
Improvised, right?
It was 100% improvised. Yeah. He just went, and then Leo DiCaprio was just like.
The problem is now he got that in his head. So every audition tape that he does, they're like, okay, just pretend that you're lifting boxes. Today he was doing a thing, pretend that you're lifting boxes, and you just bring it to the camera. We just want to see if you can carry a box. So he's carrying a box and drops it, and he goes, to show his acting range, but they're like, okay, he's retarded.
What, did they make you pretend like you were lifting boxes today, for real?
Yeah, just towards the sidewalk.
What a weird fucking acting school.
I was like, this is an actual
audition.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this was. Oh,
yeah, no, this is
like
on
a UPS guy.
Do carrying a fridge or something. Speaking of fridges, yeah, it was for a role where I would carry a fridge with another.
Were you
man.
Yelling at the people? I'm never gonna do this again for you. I made it seem more legit.
I'm never do you any favors again, Steve.
I'm doing it that way. That way, people believe it.
Yeah.
Because if I'm just smiling and helping, it's fake.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm very angry.
What was it? What company was it?
What do you mean?
Like, what was the product? It's an ad for something.
Oh, I think it's for like recycling or something.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Something to do with recycling.
Like recycle your refrigerator.
So yeah, because the whole thing was like pick
if
up.
If I bring my fridge to the Metro or IGA, will they give me? Is it? It's more than 5 cents. Like
I don't think they do that.
Okay. How much do I get for it?
No, I don't work for the company.
Yeah. Oh, I would love.
No, but the whole thing was like, you know, bring the stuff like as if you're bringing it to sidewalk, drop it, and then leave. That's what it was.
Because they'll come pick it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They should pay you if they're going to sell it. No, you should get a cut.
I have no clue. I didn't even look into. I don't even know what the company is. They don't say the company.
There's a company in the States. I think it's Lowe's. You know how most places, if you buy a fridge, they come get the old one and they charge you $100 to remove it. But Lowe's doesn't do that because they're going to sell most of them anyway. Or, well, I guess they sell them for cheap, but like, why charge someone? You got space in the truck, right?
Yeah.
If you bring a fridge and then you take the old fridge, you just put it exactly where it was.
I mean,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I never understood.
What I don't get is like, let's say for example, my apartment, right? Like I have my fridge that came with it, but now I want a new fridge, right? So what sucks about that is, let's say if I throw out this fridge and then I get a new fridge, then when I move to a new place, I'm not gonna leave the fridge there.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bring that fridge with me.
But you have to leave a fridge because you rented it with a fridge.
Yeah, well, I don't have to leave a fridge because what I said, like, because it's their fridge. Basically, do you want to get your fridge? You know. Or
I guess you.
Because what I did, the washer and dryer, for example, they're new because the washer they had kept breaking, and I kept repairing. I was paying hundreds of dollars. I repaired them both, and then I'm like, why am I repairing other people's machines?
Yeah.
And then at one point they were done, so I go, look, they're broken. I'm getting new machines. Do you want to pick up your machines, or do I throw them to the curb? And the lady's like, throw them to the curb. They're broken. What am I gonna do with them? So I threw them to the curb and I bought new ones.
Those guys that
So you should lie about the fridge. Like if you get a new one, if you want a new one, you should go look. I've paid to repair this fridge 4 times. You want to come get it?
Yeah.
And then they'll go, no, just throw it out. And then you put it on Marketplace. And you sell it for like $600.
A $40, $40 fridge.
By the way, I think you're going to appreciate this. Also, I had a voiceover.
And, audition?
A voiceover audition, like, but not like with my face, but just with my voice.
You didn't have a voiceover with your voice, with your face?
No,
you had a voiceover.
Were you talking
with
the face?
I had a voiceover with my asshole. It's mostly fart sounds.
So the whole thing was for how it starts. It was the funniest shit because you know I had my whole freak out with the BLT on the intellectuals.
Everyone had a freak out after that. It raised a lot of concerns.
This voiceover was literally about the one ingredient in the BLT that no one talks about. It was mayonnaise, the one ingredient, okay. But it was so funny.
They made it sound like, oh, it's a BLT, but they're missing one ingredient that they don't talk about. And he's like, what the fuck? He's reading, he's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He goes, are they talking about raccoon cum? And then they go, mayonnaise. He's like, that was close.
So I don't know. I just thought it was funny to connect it to my freak out. And then I get a voiceover about, you know.
This was an audition for...
No.
There's another BLT sandwich place.
No. It's a company that has nothing to do with BLTs.
So why would they talk about it?
Well, their ingredient has everything to do with BLTs. Oh. But yeah, you get it. So yeah.
It's a mayonnaise ad.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's not the raccoon mints.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that must piss a company off. Like Hellman's, that they're like BLT... Like, but then again, you're not going to say, do you want a bacon, lettuce, tomato mayo, butter, bread sandwich? Like, the bread, the mayo, the butter, go fuck yourself. Yeah. If you're a sandwich, you're a fucking side note.
Yeah, you can't go more than three. Yeah. You can't go BLTM. No.
Yeah.
What about BLMT?
Or they should do like the LGBT plus. Just add plus. It's a BLT plus.
Look, this is a BLT that identifies as a burger. Yeah. Just enjoy it.
That'd be
it.
A good ad for Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip identifies as mayonnaise.
Oh. Wait, what's Miracle Whip?
Miracle Whip is like, it's a salad dressing that kind of tastes like mayonnaise.
Miracle Whip.
And a lot of people really, really like it. A lot of people fucking hate it.
I hate it.
Like
the gays.
I don't even know if I care. Like when I was little, my mom, that's all we had. And then when I had real mayonnaise, everyone was like, you're going to see a big difference. I was like,
I thought Miracle Whip was mayonnaise.
Yeah, no, Miracle Whip is salad dressing. It's salad dressing that has the same texture and same taste as mayonnaise.
That's why my wife gets Hellman's.
So it's the same, like, who cares?
It depends what you put it on. Like, I remember in high school, we had these Jamaican patties, and part of the thing was to put Hellman's mayonnaise. It was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
But you would put Miracle Whip on that shit and it was disgusting for some reason. So I guess it depends what you put it on as
like
well.
Yeah,
you're right. Miracle Whip is different. I'm trying to think if I remember the taste of Miracle Whip. Yeah, it does taste different.
When I was little, my mom used to make this dip and it was with, I made the same dip and I was like, it's fucking disgusting. The texture's wrong. And then I realized like an hour later, I was like, oh fuck, my mom didn't use mayonnaise. It was Miracle Whip. So that's why I fucked up and it's weird. Like it's such a basic dip. It's just ketchup. It was ketchup, Miracle Whip, and a bit of red wine. But now ketchup, mayonnaise, ketchup, and red wine is disgusting. It just feels like you have a ketchup mayonnaise and then you fucking spilt your glass in it.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah.
Huh?
Shit. It was weird. Like I was like, and then my girlfriend was like, no, it's I kind of like it. And I was like, it's disgusting now.
Yeah, why are you eating this? Yeah. We're going to break up soon. What are you doing? Yeah. This is terrible.
Yeah.
This is a deal breaker.
I started yelling at her. I'm never making a dip for you again.
I'm not mad at you.
This is the last time.
I'm not mad at you, but I'm never making a fucking dip for you again. This is some bullshit. I'm mad at the mayo. Yeah.
And she went to cry in the bathroom. She came out and... I was like, how was your shower?
Yeah. How was you crying?
It was good?
Yeah. What are you crying about anyway? Yeah. Anybody ever tell you cry easily?
Goddamn.
That's the episode. You won't be able to live this one down. No, you guys are going to be fine. But please don't bring it up. For real though.
No, I'll send him a text. Yeah,
apologize. No. Act like this never happened.
No. He has to send one text because Guido commented over here. He told Guido, like, I don't even want to talk about the intellectuals. Like, I don't want to. Like, he over ex-girlfriended. So all he has to do is send a text. Be like, forget everything, bro. It's done. I overreacted. Let's move forward. I never want to talk about
it. I'm just going to say, forget about it. See you Monday. No.
Send the text, but have him write the text.
Yeah, I'll write a text.
You just copy. Copy paste it.
The last thing I'm going to say.
And then never talk about
it. Yeah, the last thing I'm
going
to say is
again.
We're never bringing this up again in the text.
Okay.
We're never bringing this up again. It's done.
Okay.
I worked way too hard to calm them down.
Yeah.
For fucking Poseidon to ruin all my work. He's coming there like trying to destroy my Jenga castle.
Yeah.
I built a nice little sandcastle here. And he's trying to fucking Godzilla your way, kick it over.
Nah, so, just because, anyways, because he also pisses me off about other shit.
Yeah, but that's what it is. You guys piss each other off.
Yeah.
But everybody pisses you off.
Yeah, but
everybody pisses you off. Because every time there's an argument with someone, you always say, yeah, but he pisses me off. Yeah, but you piss me off. Yeah, but that. You're very easy to piss. Everything pisses you off.
Somebody I get annoyed easily.
Pisses you off.
I get annoyed easily, yeah.
That's what happened to Hitler.
Somebody breathing.
He was also very mad at people existing.
Look, somebody breathing in the wrong way, they could have, like, you know, when you have like something stuck in your nose and it whistles.
People don't know this, but Hitler, people know that he invented Volkswagen, but before that,
he used to rent bicycles.
He rented bicycles, and then his buddy Jaime wanted to rent a bicycle. And then it didn't work out, and he was like, that's the last thing I'm doing. Right? Yeah.
And then Jaime, Jewish man, ruined everything for everyone.
Fucking Jaime. Jaime's brother-in-law ruined everything.
Yeah, he was at the, hey, you going to let him talk to you like that, Jaime? Hitler with a little mustache. Yeah. Giving you that kind of attitude, that's not good.
I had that the other day. There's a restaurant in Montreal that my girlfriend really likes, and for some reason, I don't know why. Like, I never have these thoughts, but there was a picture of the founder, and I was like, "Oh, that's." I wonder if that guy was Jewish. And then I see his name, and it's Jaime, and because the last name didn't sound Jewish at all. So I was like, "I wonder what that is." I thought it'd be like a Jewish guy, but it's a name that doesn't sound Jewish. And then I saw Jaime, and I was like, "Oh, that's the most fucking Jewish name."
Yeah,
it almost sounds fake.
It's that Jaime and Shlomo to me sounds super
Shlomo
fake.
Shlomo sounds fake. Like, there anyone named Shlomo? So I'm like, okay, just a racist. That's a racist
to me.
Way of making fun of Jewish people.
That's what. It sounds like. Remember that radio guy that pretended to be Greek for years?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Tasso Patsikakis. It sounds kind of like that. Like it's like a made up thing.
Well, he was a Portuguese?
I think he was Lebanese.
Lebanese, okay. Yeah.
By the way, Shlomo is a boy's name with Hebrew roots, a variation of the biblical name Solomon. It means peaceable.
But we know it's real. We're saying it sounds fake.
Because it sounds like you're saying like slow motion.
It's Shlomo.
Yeah. Shlomo. Yeah, it does sound like that. I think of the same thing.
Shlomo, what a bad name. But I'm sure no one in 2022 or 2021 named their babies Shlomo.
Hasids.
Yeah. But they're not in 22 or 2021.
Oh, they're in the future. Different years.
Yeah.
So I think it's 5,000 something. Am I right, Poseidon?
You're not wrong, man.
Look, listen, what you guys
technically. Yeah.
Looking into the future, what people should do, Mike, is they should go to everyone's website here. You have a website, it's mikeward.ca. On there, they can get tickets for your upcoming shows. They can get access to the Patreon, patreon.com/Suzekut, which is the Patreon that contains the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. Just happens to be Mike Ward Suzekut, which just dropped to the public a legendary episode with your guest, Sebastian Burgo, and comedian Pantelis. it's getting a lot of traction.
It's already the episode with the most comments.
It's insane.
Yeah. After one day, it had over 1,000 comments. Of the 1,000 comments, over 80 of them were from other people than Sebastian Burgo.
Yeah.
All of the comments are just him going, let's go, let's go.
It was incredible. I'm getting DMs because of it.
Yeah.
People are DMing me with the same thing.
It's crazy. Yeah. It was a good episode. It turned out,
if you understand, you're going to have a fun time. But if you don't know podcasts, you're going to, why are they angry? They freak. But it turned out to be legendary. So people are talking about that. So check that out, mikeward.ca. Mike Ward's back on tour. Go there for dates. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Poseidon is online. It's iamposeidon.com. That's his website. You can hire him to do voiceovers and acting. The man is a professional. Follow him online. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of my stuff. New shows coming to the YouTube channel. Thank you all, and go fuck yourselves.